USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A Georgia state official is concerned about possible violence related to election interference charges against former President Trump. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Georgia Secretary of State Chief Operating Officer Gabriel Sterling said he doesn't think violence will stem from an organized group effort.
Somebody will be motivated by some of this kind of language at some point and do something stupid.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is expected to present her case against the former president to a grand jury starting Monday, with an indictment possibly coming later in the week. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and recovery efforts continue on Maui. At least 93 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. Green described the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in. Preliminary reports estimate the wildfires have caused billions of dollars in property damage. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is criticizing President Biden's deal with Iran to free five American prisoners.
$6 billion that now is going to go into Iran and prop up their proxy war terror operations and their nuclear bomb aspirations.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul said on Fox News Sunday that he also disagreed with former President Obama in 2016 that the United States paid Tehran $400 million in the Iran nuclear deal. Millions living in the Pacific Northwest are bracing for excessive heat this week. Western Oregon could set records on Monday and Tuesday with highs topping 100 degrees. The hot weather is also leading to red flag warnings and fire weather watches because of winds and low humidity, raising the risk of wildfires. This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
Two people were killed when a plane crashed into a North Carolina lake on Sunday. WHKY Hickory radio reporter Rob Eastwood says the aircraft hit more than water, though.
The fixed-wing, single-engine plane crashed into high-voltage power lines and knocked out power to more than 20,000 residents in the area.
It appears the plane took off from the nearby regional airport. Jeff Bezos and fiancée Lauren Sanchez are pledging $100 million toward recovery in Hawaii on social media Friday. Sanchez announced the creation of a Maui fund to help the island get back on its feet now and over the coming years. She added that the pair is heartbroken by the ongoing wildfires. Credit card balances in the USA have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever.
The New York Federal Reserve is reporting that total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman says this is a major reversal of a pandemic-era trend.
Early in the pandemic, there was this big groundswell of people paying down credit card debt. Well, since then, balances are up 34%. And I think this really just speaks to these trends of high inflation, high interest rates, more people carrying more debt for longer periods of time.
Fed researchers said inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed to the rise in balances. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record of over $17 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yep, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.